Live from Buffalo Creek, just a little late. Turn in your Bibles to Esther chapter 9 and verse 20. Today we don't have a whole lot of time. We had a longer season of prayer this morning and a really good devotion by Brother Malo. And then I talked to the church a little bit. So we're a little behind, but that's okay. We're not Presbyterians. We're not Episcopalians. We're not on some fixed regimented schedule. So if you would turn in your Bibles to Esther, and we're just about done. Today we're going to read a few verses and just give a little bit of an overview of how the book of Esther ends with the celebration of the Feast of Purim. It says in verse 20, "And Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters unto all the Jews that were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both nigh and far." Again, I can't emphasize enough how amazing it is to me as we look how this book began and Mordecai was despised, was hated, was in one of the lowest places in the kingdom. And Haman had planned his execution, the death of Mordecai. It was the reason why he wanted to exterminate all the Jews. That's how this book started. Now at the end, we see Haman judged, because the fact of the matter is, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. Sometimes that reaping occurs in a public way when you're alive. And that's what happened to Haman. He reaped what he sowed. His intention was to kill Mordecai and all of the Jews. But what he reaped instead was the judgment of Almighty God. So we see him hung on the gallows he had prepared for Mordecai in what people would call a strange twist of fate, when in reality it was the sovereign working and providence of Almighty God in a very precise way. And by the end of the book, you find this brave, courageous, faithful Jew exalted to a place of honor in this heathen kingdom. And he was now he had pretty much taken the place of Haman. That's how much King Ahasuerus trusted him, and now he's sending out decrees, and this decree had to do with the Jews celebrating their deliverance on this day. Goes on to say, and to me, that's so fascinating, so powerful, to see how God can change things so miraculously, so unexpectedly. And that's why we need not despair. We need to trust God every day, depending upon Him to work all things together for our good. Even when we can't see immediately in front of us how things are ultimately going to work out, I have to imagine that Mordecai and Esther, there were sleepless nights and prayer-filled nights when they didn't know what was going to happen. But they trusted God. They depended upon the Lord. And He wrought a mighty victory by turning things in their favor. And you got to remember that, dear child of God. What you're going through right now is not what you're going to have throughout all eternity. Yes, you may be discouraged. You may be troubled. You may have problems in your life. But God Almighty is in control. Rest in Him. Depend upon Him. Love Him. Honor Him. Go to His Word. Believe His promises. And walk in His ways. No matter what is coming at you. Mordecai and Esther were faithful. Faithful. All through every trial. And we see a reward at the end of this book for their labors. Now, verse 21, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar and the 15th day of the same yearly as the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy and of sending portions one to another and gifts to the poor. Wow, what a great outline of a celebration. You know? And I love the phrase, a good day. It was a good day when their enemies were thwarted and put down, when their lives were spared, when they had victory and they attributed it to God Almighty. This is the way we ought to live every day. Every day really ought to be a good day. We've been delivered from the penalty of sin through Jesus Christ our Lord. We will never have to answer for our sin debt. He paid it in full, put our sins away, bore them away, punished on the cross. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you've been saved, every day ought to be a good day. A day of feasting. A day of celebration. That the Lord God Almighty has intervened in your life. That Jesus is your Lord. That you're trusting Him. And they were saved. Our salvation is much... theirs was more of a physical deliverance. Ours is much greater than that. Our deliverance, even now, we're being saved progressively from the power of sin. Sin should not have as much of a hold on you as it did when you were lost. You're progressively being sanctified and set apart by the working of the Holy Spirit who dwells in you, who opens up your mind to the truth of the Word and enables you to walk in Christ and walk in the Spirit, and He produces in you those graces and those spiritual fruits of love and joy and peace and faith and long-suffering and meekness and other things as well. I can't remember them all. God does that. So our salvation ought to be a celebration every day, that we're not like we used to be, that we're being changed by the power of God. Even today, the fact that you're here to hear the Word of God, that you have a desire within your heart to sing and to praise the Lord, to join in prayer, to gather for worship, to hear the Word taught, preached. It ought to be a day of celebration. Now, they only did this once a year. You and I ought to do it every day. And we've been saved, ultimately, from the very presence of sin. We're going to be glorified one day. You talk about a day of deliverance. When our fleshly nature, that wicked, sinful, Adamic nature that we were born with, that's plagued us our entire life, is completely, finally, and forever put away. And we're conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Now, like I said, they celebrated with this feast every once a year, the Feast of Purim. And I'm going to get into more of the details. In fact, I'm using a lot of Brother Malo's notes on this. Mine weren't near as extensive as his. So I'll just tell you ahead of time, I'm stealing them. Because he has it pretty good the way he laid it out. Today, I just want to encourage you. Those Jews had this miraculous deliverance, and it caused them to celebrate. If you've been saved, you've got every reason to celebrate the grace of God each and every day. Don't let the things of this life and this world drag you down. Stop worrying. Stop fretting. God is alive. He's working. He's moving. And we trust Him. Let's live like we believe. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. You got cares this morning? Burdens? Don't you think Mordecai and Esther and those Jews had some cares? Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Personalize that and celebrate the victory that you have in Jesus Christ. We'll get on to the exposition next week.